It is time for worship and wellness, friends. The best way to start your day. Stay happy and healthy till day's end. It's called the Refreshing Way. Start your day the Refreshing Way. There's quiz time with questions and testimonies. Always a time for prayer. It's your worship and wellness broadcast. Start your day, enjoy day, the Refreshing.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to worship on the Worship and Wellness Broadcast of Torso Ministry. We're glad that you are with us on this preparation day. Want to make a brief announcement. We're traveling, so those on Facebook, you see I'm dressed a little differently at this present time. We will be having our early morning services over the weekend. We have a speaking engagement. I am just not sure how it's going to work out for the church service. So I don't know. I will have to see and pray about that and see, contact them and get a feel for how that's going to possibly work. But definitely we'll be on in the early morning, and I may not know, therefore, till tomorrow morning to let you know about church service. That being said, it's time for our opening prayer. My wife, I dreamed up. We'll take us to the throne of grace.
Good morning. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we thank you for this time to come together and to open up your word. And now we pray that you will feed us this morning. Give us fresh manna from heaven as you anoint the words of our pastor and fill him with your spirit. Help us, Lord, to always grow in grace and wisdom as we draw close to you. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Our opening song is It's About Time for the Coming of Christ.
It's about time for the coming of Christ, your King. It's about time for Christian. It's about time. It's about time, oh Christian, it's about time.
Good morning, everyone. It's time for our worship thought. The title is How to Stay Humble, How to Stay Humble. And we're reading from Exodus. We're continuing on in our study of Exodus. And we're starting with verse 11. So we'll be studying verses 11 through 17. It's very interesting what we will learn today. And so that's Exodus 11 verses, 30 verses 11 through 17. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for this day. We ask you to bless us as we study the word. Please come and abide with us in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, And when thou takest the sum of the children of Israel after their number, then shall they give every man a ransom for his soul unto the Lord, when thou numberest them, that there be no plague among them when thou numberest them. So this is instruction regarding numbering the people. And God says, when you number the people, all the men, it's going to tell us all the men above a certain age, were to pay a certain amount as a ransom. Well, a ransom is money given in exchange to save something, to save somebody. When you kidnap somebody, you ask for a ransom to get that child back, okay? The criminals ask for a ransom, or you pay a ransom to get your loved one back. So the point being made is Jesus Christ, of course, is a ransom paid on Calvary for us. But God said, if you number the people, those who are above a certain age, we're going to learn, had to pay a ransom. We're talking about how to stay humble. You see, my brothers and sisters, the children of Israel were going to grow. Remember, God told Abraham, they're going to be like the sand of the sea. And so there was this tendency as they grew in number that they would look and say, like Nebuchadnezzar, look at this great Babylon that I have built. Okay? They would look at their numbers and they would think that they could conquer anybody. They would look at their numbers and their prosperity, and they would forget the God who brought them out of the land of Egypt. So God, in order to help them not to be proud like that, he told them that if you number, there's got to be a ransom paid. Let's continue reading. And if you didn't, there will be a plague. This they shall give everyone that passeth among them that are numbered, half a shekel after the shekel of the sanctuary. A shekel is 20 gerahs, and half shekel shall be the offering of the Lord. So the simple answer is, when we ask the question, how do I stay humble? You humble yourself. It was an act so that if they knew that they were going to number themselves, the men who particularly would be of age to be men of war, where that's where their pride would come, we got so many powerful soldiers, they would be reminded of Jesus. Because they were required to give a ransom, they would understand they are who they are and they are what number they are because of God, not because of them. Because that ransom reminded them that a lamb would come and save them. And so God required that because he knew that as they numbered themselves, pride would tend to want to creep in. So that was the requirement that they actually pay a ransom. Now, it's so interesting because if you go to, let me just read it, then we'll go to another story. It says, everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel. You see, the blood of Jesus is equal. It doesn't take more blood of Jesus to save a poor man than it does to save a rich man. This is one situation where the rich and the poor paid exactly the same. The poor could pay half a shekel, and the rich, of course, could pay half a shekel, but they had to pay it. Everyone that passeth among them that are numbered from 20 years old and above shall give an offering unto the Lord. The rich shall not give more, and the poor shall not give less than half a shekel when they give an offering unto the Lord to make an atonement for your souls. And thou shalt take the atonement money of the children of Israel and shalt appoint it for the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, that it may be a memorial unto the children of Israel before the Lord to make an atonement for your soul. Now, it's very interesting. Now, that might help you understand something that you might not have understood. If you go to 2 Samuel chapter 24, you're going to read about how David numbered the people. And Joab, wicked Joab, the Joab that killed Abner, the Joab that unnecessarily killed Absalom. Yeah, that Joab. Joab, wicked Joab, rebuked the king because what the king was asking was wrong. Now, see, he didn't say have them pay a shekel. He just said, I want to number the people. You can read it in 2 Samuel chapter 24. But I'm going to read to you portions of 2 Samuel chapter 24. It says in verse 10, and David's heart smote him after that he had numbered the people. And David said unto the Lord, I have sinned greatly in that I have done. And now I beseech thee, O Lord, take away the iniquity of thy servant, for I have done very foolishly. So a lot of people, why would God be mad just because he numbered the people? Again, friends, when you numbered the people, it would build your pride. So God had them pay a ransom to stay humble. David didn't have them pay the ransom. He was just glorying in the splendor of being the king over this great army. And you see, his army wasn't successful because of their own might and strength. They were successful because of God and his blessing. You know, that teaches us a wonderful lesson. Let me tell you something. You don't need money. You need the blessing of God. When you have the blessing of God, things will fall into place financially. When you have the blessing of God, things will fall into place temporally in so many ways. You'll have peace of mind when you follow God. And that's something so lacking today, my friends. And so we want to remind you that we stay humble by humbling ourselves. When we're tempted to think that we're all that, we remember we're not all that, and we humble ourselves and we do what we can to represent Jesus to everybody. It says, for when David was up in the morning, the word of the Lord came unto the prophet Gad, David's seer, saying, go and say unto David, thus saith the Lord, I offer thee three things. Choose thee one of them, that I may do it unto thee. So Gad came to David and told him and said unto him, shall 7 years of famine come upon thee in thy land? Or wilt thou flee 3 months before thine enemies while they pursue thee? Or that there be 3 days pestilence in thy land? Now advise and see what answer I shall return unto him that sent me. And David said unto Gad, I am in a great strait. Let us fall now into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, and let me not fall into the hand of man. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel from the morning even unto the time appointed, and there died of the people. You know what, let me just go there because the way this is working, it's not letting me read everything. So that's 2 Samuel chapter 24. And let's see where we left off here. Okay. So the Lord sent a pestilence upon Israel, verse 15, from the morning even to the time appointed, and there died of the people from Dan even to Beersheba 70,000 men. So God, what David basically did, there were two options: that a plague or pestilence, that would just be putting yourself in God's hands, and then the other was to fall in the hands of the enemy. So David didn't choose which one. He just said, I throw myself at the court, mercy at the court. I'd rather not fall in the hands of man. So he let God decide, and God moved to cause some pestilence. That's a plague. That's like a epidemic, you know, came upon them, and 70,000 died, my friend, as a result. This is very serious because we can't go to heaven with pride in our hearts. And there's a lot of pride that we carry around with us. Even if you have low self-esteem, it's a type of pride because you're only thinking about yourself. You're thinking about your reputation. You're thinking about what people think about you. And we need to be putting all that kind of energy on God, giving him the honor and the glory. So, my friends, that answers this question. David didn't follow God's plan, which was designed to keep the people humble. Without humility, God can't do anything with us because we're just going to do it on our own. So God can't save us. So this is very serious because he came to save us from our sins. I hope you were blessed by this, my brothers and sisters. We learned that when they numbered the people, they stayed humble by paying a ransom. David, numbering the people, did not do that. And or have the people do that. He was just doing it to know how many great people he had or the large numbers of his army. And that is the opposite of humility, and he disobeyed God's complete command as to how it would be done.
Excuse me.
And so God punished him. But friend, if you must be punished, I'd rather fall in the hands of the living God. He is merciful. So there's more to that story. You want to read it. You'll want to read about how David prayed that the pestilence stop, and it did, and so on and so forth. It was beautiful. But I want to share simply with you that God wants us to humble ourselves, and if we don't do that, we can't make it into the kingdom. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, for this day. I pray that you bless us now with the Holy Spirit, and as he comes upon us, guide us and show us the way. We pray, Lord, that you would give us peace today and strengthen us. And prepare us for everything you want us to be aware of. Bless us now in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, my friends, it's time for our transition. And we'll be back where Sister Lenny will be sharing with us healing thoughts. The torso song is next.
There's a one of a kind place where healing is the feeling, north of the Mason-Dixon line. You might enter with diabetes and have it reversed by fasting and feasting on good food from the earth. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is help for your heart. Reverse hypertension with a brand new start. Need an answer to cancer? It may shock you to know God's healing plants are his natural chemo. Escape to torso of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must your abnormalities may be autoimmune. Butter, meat, eggs, and cheese line your greasy spoon. Get new freedom if you're bound to diseases the whole nine. Learn to eat from the ground north of the Mason-Dixon line. Do you feel enslaved? Are you stressed and depressed? Your life can be saved. You can feel refreshed. Now you need to be pampered and you need to find rest. So stop being hampered. This is life at its best. Escape to torso, north of the Hudson Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. So when you indulge and you run from the scale, the battle of the bulge will be your tattletale. When you look at the floor and you can't see your feet, just knock on our door. We will show you how to eat. Are you frying your brain with caffeine and pop? You can break every chain. You're a up your life so you don't have to smoke. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might be feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. No disease at this time, but there's strife in your life. Ill treatment is a crime between husband and wife. If you need some advice, we will show you how you can get married twice by renewing your vows.
If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, for I am the Lord that healeth thee.
This song that you hear is better than new birth, because year after year, more ashes to ashes, more earth to Solomon said, why die before your time? If you think with your head, you're still in your prime. Escape to Torso, north of the Mason-Dixon line. If your health is so-so, you might leave feeling fine. It's a home for the brave in the land of the free. And if you want to know, you must come and see. Yes, you must come and see. And if you want to know, you must come and see.
All right, my brothers and sisters, I apologize. We are back, and let me get Sister Lenny on the line here. Okay. All right, healing thoughts.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Morning.
Healing thoughts. Think healing thoughts. When you feel anger or resentment, ask God to help you feel it, learn from it, and then release it. Ask Him to bless those whom you feel anger toward. Ask Him to bless you too. When you feel fear, ask Him to take it from you. When you feel misery, force gratitude. When you feel deprived, know that there is enough. When you feel ashamed, reassure yourself that who you are is okay. You are good enough. When you doubt your timing or your present position in life, assure yourself that all is well. You are right where you're meant to be. Reassure yourself that others are too. When you ponder the future, tell yourself that it will be good. When you look back at the past, relinquish regrets. When you notice problems, affirm there will be a timely solution and a gift from the problem. When you resist feelings or thoughts, practice acceptance. When you feel discomfort, know it will pass. When you identify a want or a need, tell yourself it will be met. When you worry about those you love, ask God to protect and care for them. When you worry about yourself, ask Him to do the same. When you think about others, think love. When you think about yourself, think love. Then watch your thoughts transform reality. This is coming from a book called The Language of Letting Go, pages 233 to 234. You know, I love that scripture, Matthew 4:23, where it talks about Jesus healing all manner of sickness, all manner of disease.
Amen.
If our thinking is not good, we can really make ourselves sick. It may not seem like it, but we really can, because it brings on a lot of stress. So my prayer today is that we will all think healing thoughts about everything. Thank you, and may God richly bless you.
Amen. Praise God. Friends, we do have to have the right thought. It will affect our health. Praise the Lord. All right, then. Is there anyone that would like to share anything on the, we'll go ahead and keep Sister Lenny on in case somebody has a question that she might want to answer. If you would like to speak, please press star 6. It's roll call time. We have Virginia on the line. We have Ohio on Facebook, that is. And we have, I believe, South Carolina on Facebook. Thank you for joining us. We do have Sister Winston on the line. Before I do that, let me just go ahead and finish roll call. So we have Georgia. We have Ohio. We have Oklahoma. We have Ohio again. We have Delaware. We have Maryland. And we have Alabama and Maryland and Ohio again. That being said, it's time to hear from Sister Winston, and we'll get her call right now. Good morning, Sister Winston.
Good morning, Pastor Living. I just want to say thank you for the message, and I've been blessed. And also, I did receive the package, and if it's okay, can I call you when we're off the broadcast?
Sure, absolutely.
Okay, I'll call you as soon as we're off. Have
all
a good
right.
day, everybody.
Thank you, thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to share anything? As I mentioned, we will have our morning time. I'm speaking. We're speaking this weekend at a church in Atlanta. I'll put something out on Facebook as well For those of you in the Atlanta area, I'll be posting on the WhatsApp list as well, and that would be a blessing. So I'm just not sure how the Sabbath service is going to go to know whether or not we'll be able to do it. But our goal will be to try to include you all as well. So unless that is problematic, we will make it happen. I just don't know exact time, so I'll try to get that by tomorrow morning. All right. God is good. There's no one else in the queue, so I'll have our closing prayer. Father, thank you very much for this day. Thank you for the love you have for us. We ask for your Holy Spirit to come and abide. We thank you for just thinking of us and for reminding us that we must be humble, humble ourselves, and have healing thoughts, positive thoughts. The Bible says that great peace have they which love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. And it tells us also that when we keep our mind stayed on you, we have great peace as well. So we thank you, Lord, for this, and we ask that you will bless us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, my friends, but he shall receive a hundredfold now in this time, houses and brethren and sisters and mothers and children and lands with persecution, and in the world to come, eternal life. Therefore, if we do our part in faith, God will open ways before us now, undreamed of. God bless you. Happy preparation day as well, and it's time for our closing song, I Will Trust in the Lord.
I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord till I die. I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord, I will trust in the Lord.
Do you love?